Thank you very much, Adam, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. Our Dick Putz Show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. The Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Ampley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wade Park. Dairyland Supply of Sox Center bringing us the Dick Putz Show along with West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Services over in Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. All right, our Dick Putz Show tonight, we're going to concentrate on Region 4C, Region 8C, Region 11C, and Region 15C, as all those regions whittling down their teams, so the games are fewer, but the impact of making it to the state tournament is greater, and so tonight we'll let you know in each of those regions who's headed to the state tournament. What's going to come up later on in our show, too, I know they're having the bracket reveal, the Minnesota Baseball Association right now. We'll try to get you an update at about 7:30 tonight where some of the local teams will be playing and when they'll be playing in the state tournament next week, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The number one seeds in all these regions will have a first weekend bye, so they will not be playing the first weekend, the number one seeds in the four regions that we're mentioning tonight. And so why don't we do this? Just a reminder again, our Dick Putz Show is being recorded tonight. Adam is recording it, and it'll be available on our website, mychasm.com, beginning on Tuesday. Kirby has got tomorrow off, so he will download the report on Tuesday, so the Dick Putz Show will be available there. And all you need to do is go to www.mychasm.com. Across the top of that homepage, you'll see a sports tab. Click on the sports tab, you'll get a drop-down box. It'll have some of our Region 15C games on it. From this year, it'll have Dick Putz Show highlights on it, too. So a nice place to go at mychasm.com. All right, let's take a look at Region 4C. This played over in Willmar the last two weekends. On Friday night, they had the seeding game in Region 4C. That was Raymond taking on Bird Island. This ball game goes to Bird Island by a score of 2-0. So Bird Island, the number one seed, and Raymond, the number two seed. It was on Saturday, they had three ball games, actually. Saturday had Painesville taking on Atwater, and Atwater defeats Painesville by a score of 7-6 in 10 innings on Saturday. So Painesville is eliminated. Atwater moves on. And also on Saturday, it's Milroy defeat Marshall by a score of 3-1. That set up another game on Saturday, and this for the right to go to the state tournament as the at least the number three seed out of Region 4C. Atwater defeated Milroy by a score of 19-0 on Saturday. 19-0. So Milroy eliminated. Atwater set to take on Raymond today in a seeding game. This is for the number two and three seeds, and Raymond defeats Atwater by a score of 5-4. 5-4. So, again, Bird Island, the number one seed, Raymond, the number two seed, and Atwater, the number three seed out of Region 4. We'll take a break, come back and look at 8C right after these messages.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and investments advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Welcome back here to the Dick Putt Show with more scores and highlights from the regional baseball tournaments going on this weekend. It's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Adam. Let's go over to Region 8C. This region played in Uppsala this weekend. And on Saturday in Region 8C, had a couple elimination games. Avon taking on Nisswa in the first elimination game. And it was Nisswa over Avon by a score of 11-3. Score in that ball game, 11 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Actually, it was 12 to 3, 12 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for Avon. On the mound for Nisswa, Preston Rauschlow, a draftee from the Piers Lakers, picks up the win for Nisswa, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the 8th inning, and the catcher was Matt Kasperson. For Avon, starting on the mound, draftee Jack Greenland from St. Stephen will take the loss. Relieved by Matt Pickleman in the 6th inning. Matt comes in the 6th, the catcher Carter Holthaus. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa on Saturday. Nisswa, Jeremiah Pipcorn was 3-for-5 in the ball game. We had Jeremiah with 5 RBIs. He had a grand slam home run in the 6th inning and a solo home run in the 8th inning. Drew Boland, 3-for-4 in the ballgame, a 2-run home run in the 6th inning and a double. Cody Rudisley. Cody had a day. He went 2-for-4. He had a solo home run. Cody did in the 1st inning. Nate Deshane, 2-for-4 with a double. For Avon, Joe Dolan had a 2-run home run in the 8th inning. Reese Gregory had a solo home run in the 4th inning, and Ryan Jansen was 2-for-4. So on Saturday, it was Nisswa defeating Avon by a score of 12-3. The game eliminates Avon from further play. The other state qualifier game had the Piers Brewers taking on St. Wendell. And the Piers Brewers come out on top on this one, winning in seven innings, 11-0 over St. Wendell. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Pierce Brewers. No runs, one hit, and no errors for St. Wendell. Jonah Prokot on the mound for the Pierce Brewers. He'll pick up the win. Riley Rausch in the sixth inning. And for St. Wendell, Matt Swanson, a draftee from Uppsala, starts taking the loss. And Austin Dickman in the fourth inning for St. Wendell. Hitting highlights for the Pierce Brewers, Ryan Stuckmeyer, 3-for-4. Mike Liedenfrost was 3-for-4. Phil Zinda had a solo home run in the second. And Cody Keeman was 2-for-3 with a double. Preston Bite had a triple. For St. Wendell, Roland Ramos broke up a no-hitter with a fifth-inning single. So the Pierce Brewers qualify for the state tournament with an 11-0 victory over St. Wendell. St. Wendell's season ends with the loss. So today it was the Pierce Brewers taking on Nisswa, and we had the Nisswa squad defeating the Pierce Brewers today in seven innings, 13-1. 13 runs, 15 hits, two errors for Nisswa, one run, two hits, and an error for the Pierce Brewers. Nate Deshane starts on the mound, relieved by Ben Dornsalp in the third inning. He'll pick up the win. Keaton Lingenfelter in the sixth inning, and Cody Redisley in the seventh inning for the Nisswa Lightning. For the Pierce Brewers, Jack Schaefer starts, a draftee from Fort Ripley, taking the loss. Relief help from Phil Zinda in the second, and Gunnar Wicklund in the fourth inning. Hitting highlights today for Nisswa: Tyler Whitwer, 3-for-3 with a double. Jeremiah Pipcorn, 2-for-2. He had two doubles. Cody Redisley was 2-for-4 with a triple. Nate Deshane, 2-for-3. He had a two-run homer in the first. Sam Peterson, a three-run homer in the second. And Cody Peterson, 2-for-4 with a grand slam home run in the third inning. For the Pierce Brewers, Ryan Stuckmeyer and Mike Nesbuck both had singles. So a final today had Nisswa defeating the Pierce Brewers by a score of 13-1. Championship game for that number one seed. It was Buckman and Foley playing, and Foley defeats Buckman today by a score of 5-4. So Foley, the number one seed out of Region 8C, Buckman, the number two seed. It'll be Nisswa, the number three seed, and the Pierce Brewers, the number four seed out of Region 8C. Also on Saturday, we had a ball game that was affecting one of the teams from the Victory League, and that was Sobieski. Sobieski took on the Moorhead Brewers over in Cold Spring, and Sobieski defeats the Moorhead Brewers in seven innings, 12-0. 12 runs, 16 hits, no errors. Moorhead Brewers, no runs, four hits, and no errors. Matt Philippi will pick up the win for Sobieski, relieved by Dusty Parker in the sixth. For the Moorhead Brewers, Ryan Fromick starts taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Voten in the fifth inning. Hitting highlights for Sobieski. Looks like Joe Hanowski was 2-for-3 with a double. Dusty Parker, 2-for-3 with a double. Matt Dyer, 3-for-4 with two doubles. Bo Thoma, 3-for-5 today. And Matt Philippi, 4-for-5, as the Skis had 16 hits. Moorhead Brewers, Marcus Wohl had two hits, and that was it. Sobieski qualifies for the state tournament. Other scores, but no details, at the Moorhead Mudcats beating the Moorhead Brewers 7-6. Cold Spring Springers over the Moorhead Mudcats 7-0. I did hear that Sobieski had defeated the Cold Spring Springers, so Sobieski will be the number one seed out of Region 2B, and Cold Spring Springers, the number two seed. Looks like the Moorhead Mudcats will be the number three seed out of 2B. That's going to do it for Region 8C and Region 2B. When we come back, we'll take a look at Region 11C played over in Sartell right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, Wendy, want to tell everyone our shocking news?
Nice pun, James. We are excited to announce Gilk Services now offers electrical service in addition to our plumbing, heating, AC, and water solutions.
So if you need electrical service in your home, cabin, and farm, better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
Ken and his team from Bluestone Electric is coming in with over 60 years of experience.
Gilk Services, one stop, and we do it all. A Ream Pro Partner. Visit Gilk. Plumbing.com.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Butch Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
Oh, welcome back here. It's the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Now with Region 11C scores and highlights, we're going to send it back out to Randy.
Thank you, Adam. Region 11C played over in Sartell the last two weekends on Friday night. It was the seeding game between the Sartell Muskies and the St. Joseph Joes. That ball game on Friday night goes to the Muskies as they defeat the Joes by a score of 8-1. It was the Muskies' fourth region title in the past 6 years, and they'll be going to the state tournament for the 13th consecutive year. John Schumer went six innings with Adam Wanker and Levi Lampert finishing up the ball game. Andrew Dieters and Jace Otto, Tim Burns all had two hits for Sartell. Tanner Stoller had three hits for St. Joseph, including two doubles, as Sartell defeats St. Joe, picking up that number one seed on Friday night by a score of 8-1. On Saturday, we had some games that were state tournament berth bound, not necessarily a play-in yet to the state tournament, but both of these games, they needed to win their ball games to get an opportunity to play to state tournament bound. As Kimball took on Monticello on Saturday, Kimball defeats Monticello by a score of 5-3. Five runs, 10 hits, two errors for Kimball, three runs, 10 hits, six errors for Monticello. Ben Johnson picks up the win. Andy Dingman in the eighth, he'll get the save, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Monticello, Tanner Eckhart starts taking the loss, relieved by Michael Rebring in the fifth inning, and the catcher, Dustin Wilcox. Hitting highlights for Kimball, Cade Marquardt was 2-for-5 with the double. Adam Beyer had a double for Monticello. Sam Dockenbacher was 2-for-5. Michael Olson had a triple. Braden Hansen, 2-for-4. And Keenan Masick was 2-for-3 with the double. So a final on Saturday had Kimball defeating Monticello by a score of 5-3. The other game on Saturday, had Luxembourg taking on Becker, and Luxembourg defeats Becker by a score of 5-3. 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg, 3 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Becker. J.T. Haron will go the distance for Luxembourg, picking up the win. His catcher, Will Bachman, for Becker. Weston Shug starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brady Taylor in the 6th, Ryan Grosskreutz in the 7th, and the catcher, Matt Kranz. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg. Ethan Pruth was 2-for-4. J.T. Haron, 2-for-2. Will Bachman, 2-for-4. He had a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning. Josh Lanko, 3-for-4. He had a solo home run in the 5th inning. And Derek Orth was 2-for-3 with a triple. For Becker on Saturday, Josh Grosskreutz, 2-for-5. And Dalton Fouquet was 3-for-5. Final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating Becker by a score of 5-3. That set up a Central Valley League matchup with Kimball and Luxembourg. This would determine a state tournament berth for one or the other. That other would one would be the number 3 seed. The other would go home. Kimball defeats Luxembourg by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Kimball. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg. Matt Dingman starts on the mound for Kimball, picks up the win, relieved by Tommy Friesen in the 9th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Luxembourg, Brady Canning starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Lund in the 5th, J.T. Haron in the 7th, and the catcher, Will Bachman. Some hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-4. Ben Johnson, 1-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 3rd, and Ashton Hannon was 2-for-3. For Luxembourg, Ethan Pruth, 2-for-4, and Will Bachman, 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday had Kimball defeating Luxembourg 5-2. Luxembourg season ends. Kimball moves on to the state tournament as the number 3 seed out of Region 11C. St. Joe, the number 2 seed out of 11C, and the Sartell Muskies, the number 1 seed out of 11C. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll recap Region 15C right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, it's one near you.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Well, welcome back to the Dick Put Show here on KASM. It was Region 15C weekend here on Chasm over the last few days, and Randy is back to recap all of the action.
Thank you very much, Adam. In Region 15C on Saturday afternoon, Farming taking on St. Martin, and it was Farming defeating St. Martin in a state qualifier game by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Farming. 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin. Adam Neibauer on the mound starts, relayed by Trent Wendland in the 8th. He'll get the win for St. Martin. Scott Leeser goes the distance, taking the loss. Josh Becker, the catcher for Farming. Kurt Lungen, the catcher for St. Martin. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday, Will Mergen was 2-for-5 with a double. Isaac Knepp, 3-for-5 with a double. Adam Winkles, 1-for-4. He had a double. Braden Eink was 2-for-4. For St. Martin on Saturday, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4. Kyle had a 2-run home run in the 10th inning. Brady Goble was 2-for-5. Carter Thielen, 2-for-3. And Tanner Arsenault with a double. So final on Saturday at Farming defeats St. Martin 5-4. Farming headed to the state tournament. Pearl Lake taking on Richmond on Saturday, another state qualifier game, and Richmond prevails in this one, beating Pearl Lake by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. On the mound for Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, picking up the win, relieved by Luke Jokla in the 9th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. For Pearl Lake, Justin Kunkel starts and goes the distance, taking the loss, is catcher Colton Fruth. Hitting highlights for the Royals on Saturday, Tyler Prom was 2-for-4. Justin Schrader had a double. For Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer was 2-for-5. Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-5 with a double. And Adam Braun, 2-for-4. Adam, a 2-run home run in the first and a double. A final again on Saturday had Richmond defeating Pearl Lake by a score of 6-5. The Royals headed to the state tournament. And on Saturday evening, we had a seeding game in Region 15C. These were with the two teams who had not lost yet, the Cold Spring Rockies and the Watkins Clippers. This seeding game goes to the Watkins Clippers by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Watkins. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. On the mound, Matt Geislinger will go the distance for Watkins. And his catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Matt gets the win. For Cold Spring, Cole Fuchs starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dylan Rausch in the 8th. Luke Van Erp was 3-for-4 for the Cold Spring Rockies with a double. And for Watkins, Matt Geislinger was 2-for-4. A final in the seeding game had Watkins picking up the number one seed with a 5-2 win over the Cold Spring Rockies. Today, over in Watkins, it was Richmond taking on Farming. This would be a seeding game. The loser would get the number four seed. The winner would take on the Cold Spring Rockies, determining the 2 and 3 seeds. Farming and Richmond. Farming takes down Richmond today by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 15 hits, and no errors for Farming. 4 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error for Richmond. On the mound for Farming today, Ethan Nabertil will go the distance, picking up the win, his catcher Josh Becker. For Richmond, Talon Bregman starts, taking the loss, relieved by DJ Schleicher in the 8th inning, and their catcher Kyle Buddy. Hitting highlights today for Farming: Isaac Knepp, 3-for-4. Josh Becker was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. Adam Winkles, 2-for-4. Adam, a big 3-run home run in the 8th inning for the Flames. Tyler Schrader, 2-for-4 with a double. And Braden Eink was 3-for-4. For Richmond today, Justin Schrader, 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Isaac Holthaus, 2-for-4 with a double. And Carter Thielen was 3-for-4. A final this afternoon, they had Farming defeating Richmond by a score of 8-4. Richmond, the number 4 seed. Farming would take on the Cold Spring Rockies. And in that ballgame, Farming defeats the Cold Spring Rockies today, picking up that number 2 seed. Farming, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error. The Cold Spring Rockies, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. On the mound for Farming today, Owen Sunderman starts, relieved by Adam Winkles in the 5th. Winkles will get the win. Tyler Schrader comes in the 8th. He gets the save. The catcher, Josh Becker. For the Rockies, Jake Brinker starts, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Thad Leeser in the 7th. And the catchers were David Jonas and Brady Leverington. Some hitting highlights today for Farming. Isaac Knepp, another big day for Isaac as he goes 2-for-4 with 2 doubles in the ball game. Isaac hit phenomenal for an average in this region this year. Other hitting highlights: Isaac was the only one with multiple hits here in this ball game today for Farming. And for the Cold Spring Rockies, looking at their hitting highlights here as I'm going through my scorebook real quickly here. Brady Leverington had 2-for-3 today. Brady was 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Nobody had more than a base hit as the Cold Spring Rockies fall to the Farming Flames. Farming the number 2, Cold Spring the number 3. That score 5-4, Farming. So Watkins the number 1, Farming the number 2, Cold Spring Rockies the number 3, and Richmond the number 4 seed. That will do it for our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. I do have a lot of our local matchups here for you. State tournament games, when they will happen. We'll get to those after this timeout.
Our Texmen or spreaders are American-made and manufactured in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Dairyland Supply is your number one Artex dealer, and we are very proud to be able to sell quality. We have new and used Artex manure spreaders on hand, so if you are in need of an upgrade, then contact Dairyland Supply. We also have parts on hand and service available to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
And welcome back to your Chasm Radio, the Dick Putz Show, on your Sunday evening, and with some state baseball matchups ahead of you for next week. I'm going to send it back out to Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Adam Ray. And yes, some state tournament matchups here. I've got a bunch of them. I'll bring you what I have right now. We have found out that Richmond will be playing on Saturday, August 17th at 6:30 in Green Isle. They're going to take on Cortland. So we'll cover that game Saturday night, August 17th, 6:30 in Green Isle, Richmond versus Cortland. On Saturday, August 17th, Farming will play at 11 o'clock in Green Isle. They're going to take on last year's defending champion, Maple Lake. So Farming taking on Maple Lake Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in Green Isle. The Cold Spring Rockies, they'll be playing on Sunday, August the 18th at 1:30 down in Belle Plaine. The Rockies will be taking on Pearl. So that's on Sunday, August 18th at 1:30, Cold Spring Rockies versus Pearl. Other games, looks like the Cold Spring Springers will be playing Saturday, August 17th at 6:30 in Shakopee versus the Minnetonka Monarchs, that game at the same time as the Richmond Royals game, so Springer's playing over in Shakopee at 6:30 Saturday night. Kimball will be playing on Saturday, August 17th at 1:30 over in Belle Plaine. So Kimball playing Laverne. They've got Laverne on Saturday at 1:30 over in Belle Plaine. St. Joe will be in action on Sunday, August the 18th at 1:30 down in Jordan. St. Joe gets Jackson, and that's Sunday at 1:30, St. Joe versus Jackson. Piers Brewers will get Carver on Saturday, August 17th at 4 o'clock in Jordan. So the Piers Brewers taking on Carver at 4 o'clock Saturday in Jordan. Looks like Raymond. Raymond will get Springfield. That's at 11 o'clock on Sunday in Belle Plaine. Raymond gets Springfield, 11 o'clock Sunday in Belle Plaine. And I believe that's all I got from local teams right now. So we will have full brackets for you tomorrow on Sports Covert Show at 8:15 a.m. That'll do it, our final Dick Putz Show of 2024. I want to thank you for joining me throughout this season, 17 weeks of the Dick Putz Show. We've had some great coverage here for you this year, some awesome ball games, some great highlights. And, the good Lord willing, we'll be back again next year for another edition of the Dick Putz Show. This is Randy Rothstein. Thank you to Adam Ray back at our studios in Albany. Y'all have a good night. State tournament bound. We'll talk next weekend.